Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. It's Love Season on Netflix. Our guest here, Tom Hopper, has a rom-com coming to the flicks. It's called Love in the Villa. I read the plot for the show, and from what I can see, it seems like you really hit the jackpot. You have a beautiful Cat Graham show up at your doorstep, but then you turn into a British prick. How the hell does that work out, Tom?
Oh, well, it's because I'm a British prick.
Yeah. Does that suit your actual personality?
It doesn't, actually. I like to think I'm a little bit nicer than Charlie. But Charlie, actually, underneath it, he is a nice guy. The problem is he's a bit bitter and cynical because of he's not exactly in the job he wants to be in. He's not in the relationship he wants to be in. And he's a bit bitter with life. At the end of the day, I think Kat's character, Julie, is kind of the ray of sunshine that he actually needs. He just doesn't know it. So I think he becomes more like what I'm probably like in real life, as he goes through the movie.
And the film is set in Verona, Italy, the history of love there. I mean, Romeo and Juliet, Little Rome. I've even heard you say that this is one of your favorite places on earth. Is that accurate?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it really is. Like, I'd never been there before. And over the period of shooting this movie, I just absolutely fell in love with the place. I fell in love with the people, the food. You know, I'm a big food fan. And what goes into food, the passion behind it. And the people of Italy, you know, that's what they live for. It's serving people amazing food. And they certainly do that very well in Verona. But just the whole thing was a wonderful experience in Verona. I can't recommend that place enough. It's amazing.
And you are a confident guy. I had a chance to watch the trailer just before we got on this interview. And I got to tell you, I just went to the dermatologist the other day. And I get a little embarrassed when I have to take my shirt off. But you're actually in your underwear, no shirt. Right in the trailer for everyone to see, man. How often are you in the gym? Looks like you've been putting in that work, Tom.
It's kind of like part of, like, you know, like I'm quite an active guy in general. Like I love doing things, you know, to...
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
For my health and wellness and stuff anyway. But I have to say, you know, you can work out like all day long. But I think so much of it is to do with nutrition and getting that on point. So I'm pretty consistent with the way I like to eat food. I still like occasionally enjoy myself. You know, I like eat the odd. Like in Italy, I was very much enjoying the odd little plate of pasta and the odd dessert. And I think the key is consistently eating well, I think, is a big part of it.
Yeah, I saw on your Instagram, by the way, if you want to follow our guest, Tom Hopper, he's @tom.hopperhops on Insta. And I see it says you're a vegetable connoisseur. So does that mean no red meat, chicken, or fish at all in your diet? How long have you been a vegetarian?
No, absolutely not. Like, I do believe in eating meat, absolutely, but I believe in eating the right kind of meat. I think, you know, welfare and the way that an animal is raised is really key. And I also believe in not eating too much of it, only what you need. So, when I say vegetable connoisseur, it's because I believe that vegetables are some of the tastiest things on the planet. They just have to be prepared and cooked right. And I think they get a bad rap for being boring vegetables. And actually, I believe, like on my Instagram, I put it on quite a lot about, you know, the various dishes that I do and doing the vegetables in really unique ways to make them properly tasty. And that's kind of always my goal with my cooking, is to try and make, and it also you build the consistency thing and being able to eat that way is by really varying up how many kind of vegetables you can eat and different ways to cook them. So, yeah, I just really enjoy my cooking, and vegetables are a great way to do that.
Speaking of food, I actually saw the food fight in the trailer as well. Who had to clean that up? How many takes of throwing the pasta at your face did it take?
Yeah, we did it a few times. Yeah, the cleanup job was pretty extensive. Like, we were trying to...
I'm sure. That had to be fun, though, throwing food around.
Dude. Yeah, I mean, we had... The director of photography, our cinematographer, was behind the camera, and he was, like, covered in, like, this white sheet to try and stop anything covering him. But me and Kat kind of had a free-for-all and just went for each other. So, yeah, I think that the next day was quite a cleanup job.
The movie is a romantic comedy. It will be streaming this Friday on Netflix. It's called Love in the Villa. It stars our guest here, Tom Hopper, as well as Kat Graham. Of course, you remember her from The Vampire Diaries. She played in the Tupac movie, All Eyes to Me, a beautiful woman. And, of course, the ladies love Tom, so it makes for a great romantic comedy. Congrats, by the way. Speaking of Netflix, you have another show that's just got its renewal, fourth and final season of The Umbrella Academy. I haven't seen this show, but I know people in my family have, and they're a big fan of your character, Luther, who I guess is half man and half ape. I saw the pictures. How long does it take to get that costume design and that costume together before you can stroll out on set?
Well, when you're doing the, there's two versions. There's like the one where I'm in the prosthetic, which takes about 2.5 hours to put on. And then there's one that I'm able to like zip on, which goes underneath the clothing that I'm wearing. So depending on which one we're doing, it depends on how tough the day is. But it's great. That suit is kind of part of the character really now. And at the end of the third season, where we end up in the story, I'm without that body anymore. So it'll be interesting to see if in the fourth season I stay like myself, what I look like, you know, day to day, or if some way I end up having my big body back.
I just recently was reading an article about Ozzy Osbourne, who is, of course, from the UK, England area as well, where you're from, and he says he's moving back to the UK because it's just gun violence has become too heavy here in the States. You spend a lot of time in both places, and it looks like, by the looks of you, you're not afraid of too much. Do you feel safer when you're home in England than you do here in the United States?
Me personally, no, I don't feel any less safe. I do, you know, I feel pretty safe wherever I go, but then that's maybe just the way I am as a person. I don't really think of it like that when I go these places, but I think the problem is, you know, it's quite nuanced, that problem, and it's far deeper than I can go into in this conversation. But you know, it's one of those debates that can go on forever, because you know, people have so many different points of view from both sides, and I understand all sides of it actually, from Americans' point of view. But you know, we live, you know, in rural England, so you know, we're fortunately, you know, we're in why we consider a very safe place here. But I certainly don't feel unsafe when I travel to America.
Well, that's good. We like you to feel home when you're here in the States. I do want to quickly ask you a few questions, whether you like it better on this particular subject in England or here in the States. I'll start with football. Who has the better football? Is it in the United States or is it in England?
Ooh, well...
And you're a rugby guy, so I mean, do you consider that football? I know they consider soccer football over there as well.
To argue that your football closer to rugby than...
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Football itself and soccer. So, but, I mean, I can't take away soccer from the UK. You know, I have to, but I do love American football, but I love our football.
And who's your team back home in England?
So we've got Leicester City, and then so Leicester City Football Club, and then Leicester Tigers is my rugby team.
And then who has the better food? Better food in the States or better food across the pond?
Well, it depends where you go in the UK. I'd say that America's got a bigger problem with, on the whole, in terms of, like, fast food. I'd say that's a big problem. So it's causing a lot of, like, obesity issues and stuff. I'd say England, you know, is more traditional. But then also I've been to some restaurants in America which are phenomenal, you know. So some of the best food I've ever had has been in the States, but... tough one. Depends where you're eating.
And then Tom, what about the music? I mean, when you're working out and you're getting ready to go, do you find yourself, you know, jamming out to the Beatles and the Stones, or are you getting down on some good old fashioned American rock and roll? What are you listening to? What music you like better?
Well, I love my rock. I'd say it'd be a mix. My favorite bands, you know, a lot of them would be a mix of British, and like I love the British band Muse and Kasabian, Oasis, and then I also love Aerosmith. I love the Stones as well. I love the Stones from the UK. I love Aerosmith. I love, oh my God, one of my absolute favourite is Queen, which is British again. I used to love Audio Slave, Rage Against the Machine. Yeah, so it's kind of pretty balanced, actually.
You're a rocker, Tom, and we can't wait to see you falling in love with Cat Graham, although your wife is on set, so be careful. Love in the Villa, the new show on Netflix. It's a brand new movie streaming this Friday. Tom, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Good luck with the movie. I'm going to stream it Friday.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.